WTAW News Time is 7:05, 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees have approved the purchase of land for a new campus in West Bryan. Groundbreaking on the first building on 94 acres at Leonard Road and FM 2818 is anticipated for later this year, with the first classes starting the year after next. Blinn Trustees President Douglas Bohart noted the location's proximity to Highways 47 and FM 60 as one of the reasons for selecting the property.
It will serve as a centerpiece for future development in West Bryan while respecting the city's current infrastructure. Blinn College will begin immediately to work closely with the City of Bryan and other partners to develop this property, with a goal of hosting classes as early as the fall of 2017.
When fully developed, the new campus will accommodate 10 to 15,000 students. The land will cost $3.8 million. That and construction expenses will be covered by bonds and a capital campaign. Blinn's current campus at 29th and Villa Maria will continue to be used, as well as administrative offices that are in the process of being moved to the Tejas Center. Texas A&M System schools and agencies have finished their first round of presentations to state lawmakers. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is a member of the House Appropriations Committee.
From a standpoint of what we would like to do locally, I think we're probably trying to help A&M that helps our community. A&M has cut their expenses and put that money of their administrative expenses and putting that into salaries and education and also in research. So I think that's good.
The flagship campus recently announced eliminating more than $8 million of non-faculty positions, though officials have not released any details. The family of Atkinson Toyota dealerships has grown to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson has announced the purchase of what's been an underperforming store.
That whole area has lots of good old Aggies there. And you know, our name for the number of years that we've been here in Bryan, now having that name recognition in Dallas should be helpful. We're looking at a $6 to $7 million expansion of the facility, just a facility improvement.
Darren Day was promoted from Bryan to become general manager of the new location. Atkinson says they're in talks to acquire between two and four more dealerships. A Bryan man whose car failed inspection in College Station is accused of threatening to shoot the inspector. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Jeremy Galvan denies displaying the 9mm pistol that police found in his car, along with four magazines containing a combined 81 bullets. The inspector said before he called police, Galvan pointed the gun to the ground and yelled he wasn't paying for the inspection fee, and if he had to, he would get his car keys by force. After calling police, the inspector said Galvan paid for the inspection and begged for his keys so he could leave before officers arrived. Galvan was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Two more members of the Bryan Police Department's 10 Most Wanted list have been arrested. 22-year-old Joel Olivara of College Station was caught after leading officers on a foot chase from a disturbance. Olivara was wanted for 8 warrants on assault and drug charges, along with a motion to revoke probation on 2 prior convictions of possession of a controlled substance. And another man wanted for 2 years on a criminal trespass charge, 64-year-old Kenneth Mize, was arrested yesterday, according to the police department's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or any time on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. 6 of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from 6 of our best subs, like the Italian VMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for menu selections, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really
cranking it up, shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through.
I'm okay. Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better and they are better. Premium cut all white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for Crawfish to Go. Call Boudreaux right now, 406-2222, 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right, on the computer too at crawfishtogo.com.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll become partly cloudy as we go through.
Now, that's not right. Let's go here. Yeah.
We'll become partly cloudy.
You're killing me. You're just killing me. All right, here's the weather. I could have sworn I loaded those up, but who knows. Here's our weather forecast. I'll just read it like I know what I'm talking about, okay? High temperature today is going to be okay. Actually, enjoy today and tomorrow. 71 today, 75 on Saturday, and be a slight chance of showers and some clouds out there for sure. Then it changes a little bit on Sunday. We'll look for a high of only 54 degrees on Sunday. Sunday night, 34 is going to be our low. And on Monday, a 50-50 chance of showers. 38 is the high temperature on Monday. Down near freezing with a 40% chance of precipitation on Monday night as it stands right now. Right now, winds are out of the east at 10, 58 under cloudy skies and in sports.
You know, the thing that makes it special is there's about 8 or 9 young ladies that really contributed.
More than that, actually, but in terms of the starting lineup, all of them were in double figures last night as A&M knocked off number 11, Kentucky. More on A&M women's basketball. We also have two high school playoff bank games. Consol and Rudder both advance, and a little dust up in the Budweiser 150s last night in NASCAR. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
It's like wrestling with cars, just saying.
Well, this one involved a girl.
Oh, a little dust up. So the legendary tricorder from Star Trek fame could soon be a reality.
Bloop, bloop.
I don't know about soon, but new medical device, which is called the Scandal Scout, can deliver a complete reading of your vital signs in a matter of seconds. The Scandal is packed with sensors that can capture data that includes your heart rate, temperature, blood pressure, oxygen level, and a complete ECG reading. And just like Dr. McCoy's tricorder, it can do it all in about 10 seconds.
Damn it, Scott, that's too fast.
That's right. I'm a doctor. I'm not a engineer, whatever. Discovery News says that the device works by conducting a reading on your forehead, similar to your swipe thermometers, you know, that which are pretty cool. It then transfers that information to a smartphone app connected by Bluetooth. The device has not yet received approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But you know what? They're all over there playing with it. I guarantee you.
Oh, sure.
They're running into each other's office and swiping their foreheads. No, we're not going to let the general public have this yet. We want to do it. But the NASA Ames Research Park-based company recently began shipping the products to investors. The device also can provide data about certain activities, food, beverages, and even people can affect your vital signs.
So in this case, would that make NASA actually relevant?
Well, no.
Oh.
They are at the NASA Ames Research Park. That's where the company is based.
Oh.
Now, I don't know, maybe NASA's got some money in there, but if they do, yeah, that probably could be.
That's kind of fancy.
Yes. Later on today, ketchup facts, things you didn't know about ketchup. Now, is that the condiment that you say is okay? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a shirt for my daughter that says I put ketchup on my ketchup.
Okay.
You're against mustard?
Yeah, he's a mustard. He's an anti-mustard mayonnaise. Jalapenos, would they be considered condiment?
No, that's a vegetable.
Salsa?
What?
Salsa?
That's a vegetable, too.
Salsa is a vegetable. Okay. Got it. Okay. Just needed to know.
Clarify that for you.
Everybody knows we should put down that bag of Cheetos and reach for that nice piece of grilled fish, right? But is it really worth it? Yes, according to Dr. Timothy Harland. He has told Health Magazine that it's easy to avoid that yucky mercury. Yeah, okay. but I didn't know that mercury was in all fish, but I guess some fish. And anyway, so it's easy to avoid the yucky mercury by mixing things up and never eating the same variety of seafood more than two or three times per month. Oh, good. So now we have to have a check-off list of the kind of fish we're eating. Is that it? There's also a Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch app, which is free. Okay. Provide you with up-to-date guidance right there on your smartphone. So you're standing at the fish counter needing to look at your app from the Monterey Aquarium out in California as to what kind of fish you ought to buy this week. The whole world is jonesing for junk food, an international study. So, okay, there's your healthy part, okay? Now let's talk about reality, okay? Yeah. The whole world jonesing for junk food, an international study examining the eating habits of nearly 190 countries has found that even though more people are eating more healthy food, there's been an even bigger jump in the amount of junk food. Thank you. Finally, they're telling us that. Major findings published by the Lancet Global Health. Older adults worldwide eat better than younger adults. Yeah, we probably know that. Women worldwide eat healthier than men. Really? Look around and look at how many men there are as opposed to women, and yeah, you're right. Countries that need to curb their junk food habits include Bosnia, Armenia, and the Dominican Republic? So they're not calling us out? Some of the best nutritional improvements have been seen in Mongolia, Latin America, and in the Caribbean. But there is a mixed picture here in U.S. America, which increases both in the amount of healthy food and unhealthy food. So we're just eating more in general. Westerners are among the biggest eaters of junk food, while China and India are catching up. Catch up. They're catch up in India. Did you hear what I did there?
Yes.
Researchers also found that some countries in Africa and Asia, there's been no improvement in their diets in the last 20 years. Well, as Sam Kinison said.
You know what this is? It's sand! It's going to be in a million years. Sand!
You're living in a desert. By the way, CBS says this weekend 60 Minutes will actually run 90 minutes. It'll be a tribute to
Minutes.
That's right, Bob Simon, who was killed in the car wreck. Steve Croft will anchor that show, which will be followed by the movie Act of Valor. And while we're on talking about that, you know Bill O'Reilly did this book, Killing Jesus. They're going to make a movie out of that now. It'll be on the National Geographic Channel, and it'll premiere on Palm Sunday. Of course, this movie follows the Killing Lincoln and the Killing Kennedy movies, which were the two most watched films in Net Geo history. And Bill Roddy will remind you if you just ask him.
Yeah, he will.
The made-for-TV film will star Kelsey Grammer as King Herod, Stephen Moyer as Pontius Pilate, and an actor by the name of Haz Zliman as Jesus. By the way, while we're talking about Easter movies and that kind of thing, they will continue on CBS after its miniseries, The Dove Keepers, on March 31st and April 1st, NBC is rolling out a 12-hour AD, The Bible Continues series on Easter Sunday, April 5th. Both of those shows produced by Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Of course, they haven't made any money at all.
I was going to say, because they needed more money, apparently.
Yeah, they did The Bible. I'm sure you'll remember that. AD opens with the events that surround the crucifixion, which Mark Burnett tells Variety is not only appropriate for Easter Sunday, but he believes the timing is the work of a higher power, higher than even CBS's top boss. He said, we didn't think we were going to make it for the Easter Sunday premiere. We had no idea that it would work out that way, but it did. So it'll be on Easter Sunday.
For whatever reason, when I was growing up, they always showed The Wizard of Oz.
Easter Sunday?
For whatever reason, I equate The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah, I caught the catch-up one, but you missed one in there. You had the check-off list.
Oh, yes. That's it. Very good. Thank you. I said it and didn't even know that. Well, see, now it's interesting because Easter, that reminds me, you know, a million years ago when I was a little kid growing up here, we didn't have a color television, of course, but you could go to the MSC, the Memorial Student Center, okay? And the old entrance, which was across from G. Raleigh White, there are people out there who are 19 years old going, what's he talking about?
What, G. Raleigh
what? Yeah, anyway, right there was a bowling alley and where they had the
the pool tables and all that, and they had a color television there.
Ooh.
So you could go in and watch it. I remember watching Give Us Barabbas, which was like the Hallmark Hall of Fame or something. But that was went over there and watched that. It's kind of interesting how the whole family dressed up sitting on the couch there with those students.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Drink anyway. Your own popcorn.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's see what other. Pew Research has done a survey of citizens and representatives samples as to how important science is to us. Okay, again, this is a research center wanting to see if they could find out if science is important to us. And apparently it is. 80% of adults say that science has made life easier for most people, and a majority is positive about science's impact on our quality of health care, food, and environment.
I saw one of those. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say for a minute here, I mean, they like the idea of science and food, but when you start genetically altering the food, then people get a little antsy about that, okay?
Very true.
And after all, you don't even know what a Pop-Tart is. So I'm just saying. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, it's quite all right. I found one of those bet you didn't know things.
Okay.
And back in 1960, a House subcommittee studying the future of the United States thought because of the technological and science advances that by this year, we would be working a 15-hour work week.
2015?
Yeah.
There's some people working less than that and getting a paycheck.
Yeah, most of them. Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco Motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The right equipment makes all the difference when you need to get hard work done. So get a Bobcat Compact Track Loader, a time-tested performer. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited-time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat Compact Track Loader and receive 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. Skip the financing for rebates up to $4,800. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-314-9222. Rebates vary by model with approved credit. Exceptions may apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 7:24, News Talk 1620 WTEW. So, facial hair on men. Facial hair on men.
Yes, please.
Do women like that?
Gosh, I hope so.
It appears to depend on how much facial hair.
Ah.
Two researchers showed pictures of 10 smiling men at different stages of beard growth to 351 women. And here's what they found. The most attractive beard length is heavy stubble, which comes after 10 days growth.
They say that, but then it's, quote, scratchy.
And heavy beards, light stubble and clean shaven, were all equally less attractive than the heavy stubble. I don't get that. I mean, I just, you know, just don't know. Beyond attractiveness, researchers also found that facial hair affects perceived fertility as well. The more facial hair a man had, the more masculine a woman perceived them to be.
Oh, yes!
So, Duck Dynasty?
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying. Just wondering. Because with that in mind, you know, Kim Jong-un has a new haircut. You hear about this?
No.
You pop culture dudes don't know about this?
No.
This is a big deal. Photos have emerged of a new Kim Jong-un hairdo. Simply put, it is spectacular. Oh, wait, that's from North Korea. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's kind of a spiky-looking thing.
Uh-oh, it's getting a little Western.
It is, and he shaved his eyebrows down. He has sunken eyebrows now, smaller than they used to be. Just saying, it's a little bit different look for him. Hello?
I don't know about that. This Snow White stubble just doesn't seem to be attractive.
Yeah!
Actually, I'm looking at it. They make a comparison to Kim Il-sung.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, he's going back to his grandfather.
Okay. Well, you know, not often that we discuss North Korean hairstyle.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Well, today was the day.
It's Kim Jong-un. It's fine. All right, 7:26. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's a Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com. High temperature today and tomorrow going to be okay. It's going to be cloudy, but the temps are all right. High temperature today around 71. Low temperature tonight 64. Tomorrow 75 for our high. But then we have a wind shift and things turn to be not quite as hospitable. On Sunday, a high of only 55 degrees with a 40% chance of rain, and a continued 40% chance of rain on Sunday night. On Monday, up to a 50-50 chance of showers with a high of only 38, and we'll be down near freezing on Monday night with a 40% chance of some sort of precipitation. So just not very nice. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 10, 87% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 58.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, a few weeks back, I told you about the New York City program that grants municipal ID cards to anybody over age 14 who wants one. Real targets, of course, are illegal aliens. It's the city's version of amnesty. Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio celebrates the new ID cards as a gateway to city services. And he predicts that they'll allow people to open bank accounts, get library cards, and attend cultural events, and unmentioned, be able to vote. Now, there's an update to the story. This week, we learned that the law granting new municipal IDs to illegal aliens contains a unique clause. All the personal data can be deleted from the system after 2016. City Councilman Carlos Menchaca, Democrat Brooklyn, who co-sponsored the law, explains why. He said, in case a Tea Party Republican president comes into office in January 2017 and says, we want all of the data, we're going to take the data, he says. Names, addresses, aliases, and other personal info will be thrown out to keep it safe from Republicans. Now, this is the city that witnessed two planes crashing into the Twin Towers, killing thousands. This city, like every other major city, has its share of violent criminals. It has ports open to every country in the world. Yet elected Democrats are willing to delete all data on people they grant official government IDs to rather than allow a conservative Republican administration access to the information. It's sick.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8181. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8181. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8181.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The location of Blinn College's second Brazos County campus is now official. Trustees have approved the nearly $4 million purchase of 94 acres in West Bryan at Leonard Road and FM 2818. When fully developed, there will be 10 to 15,000 students. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says what will initially be built has not been determined.
We know that we are driven by the need for more additional labs space. We've really run out of lab space on this campus. So to say that it would be a STEM building, now if that's one building or two buildings, how that will be built, I'm going to leave that up to the architects, but it will be master planned for our growth.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski, who attended Blinn, anticipates additional retail and residential development.
I would also like to acknowledge the foresight of our former city councils who had the vision to invest in the west side of Bryan, an investment that has paid off with unprecedented growth throughout the BioCorridor, the Health Science Center, Traditions, the Atlas Master Plan development, and numerous other residential developments, the new Walmart Shopping Center, improved and expanded infrastructure, and now the new Blinn campus.
Bond financing and a future capital campaign will pay for the new campus. College Station police this week arrested a Caldwell woman on charges from an incident that took place on Christmas Eve. 34-year-old Nicole Porter is out on bond following her arrest for child endangerment and aggravated assault with a weapon, that weapon being her full-size SUV. According to the arrest report, the incident was in the parking lot outside the Ross store. Following a disturbance inside the business between Porter and her ex, she is accused of ramming her Suburban at least six times into a car driven by the ex with his girlfriend and their 2.5-year-old child as passengers. A Bryan man was arrested twice this week. Freedom for 19-year-old Tyler Sanchez was 26 hours after he was released at 2 in the morning on Wednesday on a warrant accusing him of striking an unattended vehicle. Sanchez was arrested by College Station police yesterday just after 4:30 in the morning for breaking into a vehicle parked north of Oaks Park. The latest arrest was after a witness tried to stop Sanchez and two others walking through a parking lot carrying backpacks. Sanchez was found hiding behind a shed with property removed from a vehicle parked on Olympia Way. Jail records indicate this is Sanchez's fourth arrest in the last 8 months. There's a shortage of new doctors in Texas. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says that's due to not having enough GMEs, or graduate medical education slots.
And they're not funded very well. So we have more graduates who are leaving the state to go to their residencies and not coming back. So what we need to do is create more of those GMEs so that we can keep our doctors inside the state of Texas.
Rainey was told new doctors will establish practices within 30 miles of where they did their residencies. The Texas Supreme Court has granted the Attorney General's office request for a hold on two same-sex marriage cases from Austin. One involves a probate trial and the other a marriage license. The revelation of the marriage license to two women was announced by Travis County officials. They say the couple, who was described as medically fragile, were married in a ceremony presided over by a rabbi immediately after getting the license. The couple then held a news conference where Sarah Goodfriend announced she has ovarian cancer, and Suzanne Bryant noted it was bittersweet that there are thousands of other Texans who would like to have their relationship recognized.
You know, we can't control what the AG's office wants to do, and if they want to come in and try and undo this, they will. But we have a valid marriage license, and I don't think they can.
But Texas A&M Law School professor Meg Penrose says someone's medical emergency should not elevate their constitutional rights above another American citizen.
I really don't care what people think about the substance of same-sex marriage. This approach is really problematic constitutionally. This is not the way you would like to see any rights be broadened.
The Supreme Court order did not invalidate the license. Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is seeking to void the license through other means that he did not disclose. Brazos Valley's Toyota dealerships have expanded to South Dallas. Paul Atkinson says he was contacted about acquiring what was an underperforming location, similar to the circumstances when the Bryan dealership was purchased in 1999.
Combination of having great people, which we've been very, very fortunate in these two communities to have great people, and those people write some very, very good processes on how we do our business. And that's what's made us successful. And obviously having Toyota product doesn't hurt either.
The new Atkinson Toyota South Dallas will do some of the same philanthropic projects as in Bryan College Station in Madisonville. And marketing plans include visits by Repo Joe, who is seen at other locations.
You know, get a staff completely built and prepared and get the inventory bought in order to have a Repo Joe sale. Darren and I were laughing about this last weekend. If we ran a Repo Joe sale now, we would run out of used cars in the first weekend.
Atkinson says expansion talks continue, looking to have a total of 5 to 7 locations in the next few years. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
The Texas A&M women's basketball team's Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game is back, and it's presented by the Med and KAGS. Make plans to join the Aggies at Reed Arena on February 22nd as they take on the Florida Gators in the fight against breast cancer at 3 p.m. Be the 12th man and help Texas A&M women's basketball raise awareness and funds for this important cause. Get your tickets today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com, and let's beat the hell out of breast cancer.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:38. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Here's weather.
94 today. There's the chance of a stray shower. Temperatures will be up to about 65 to 70, and the winds will be picking up as well. Cloudy tonight. Windy. Maybe a shower or two overnight. Lows near 65. Cloudy, windy. The chance of a couple of showers tomorrow. Highs near 75. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy with lows around 50. Clouds are back on Sunday, breezy, chance of a shower, cooler, a high of 55 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But we talk all the time, it's going to be defense that will win for you when you're not shooting the ball well.
That's Rutter girls basketball coach Michael Stenthis talking about their win last night. They'll advance in the playoffs, as will Consol, and A&M women's basketball knocks off number 11 in Kentucky. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up in about 12 minutes or so.
You know, we're talking about car dealerships and how Atkinson has just bought something in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. May not come as a surprise to you that new data that was released this week from Edmunds.com indicates used car sales were at an all-time high in 2014. That's the reason that dealers want your old used car so they can turn it around and sell it and make some money. Since used car prices have gone up, according to Edmunds, the average price for an 8 to 9-year-old used car went up by over 8.5%. And the prices of cars 11 to 16 years old are up anywhere from 9.9% to 18.5%.
Do you know why?
Why?
Cash for clunkers, because there wasn't any used cars
for quite a while. They took a hole. They put a hole in the market. They did. That's
people
exactly
are trying
right.
to catch up, and they're going, ooh, I'll have that one.
Yeah. And now people who work at Walmart can afford used cars. federal minimum wage, of course, is $7.25 an hour. hasn't changed for a while. And Walmart yesterday, we had this story right at the end of the day. Walmart says that they're going to be raising about a half million employees' paychecks to at least $9 an hour by April. Let's see how that works. You know, of course, there are probably a lot of Walmarts in places like the Bay Area where they already make that much money. Just a matter of what it costs to get stuff in the places where you live.
Yep.
So here's kind of while we're talking about cars. I mean, if you're looking for a gig, Queen Elizabeth needs a new driver. They're looking for a chauffeur there. People Magazine says that Buckingham Palace is in the process of hiring a chauffeur for Her Majesty. And you need to have a strong attention to detail, be able to remain calm under pressure, like her yelling at you or something, banging on the glass. Professional driving experience and a valid British driver's license. Pays $37,000 a year.
Oh, goodness.
Comes with meals. Oh, an on-site accommodation, which is probably what you do need. And, and you get 33 days a year in vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they are, you know, they're different over there. And you might be able to drive a Rolls-Royce SUV.
That would be cool.
Rolls-Royce, ready to make the jump to what they call an all-everywhere vehicle. They're not going to say SUV. They're not going to say all-terrain vehicle. The chief executive officer, Torsten Mueller Odvas, who sounds like he'd probably be the chief executive of Rolls-Royce.
Yes.
Says it is a seminal moment in Rolls-Royce's 111-year journey.
Those things will roll out so fast.
Rolls-Royce follows BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, and other high-end car makers getting into, we'll call it, an SUV, though they won't. The company's long been known for its stately, expensive sedan.
So how long till Maybach does it?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Rolls-Royce says the new aluminum all-everywhere vehicle will have exceptional elegance as well as the toughness needed on any terrain. Yeah, I could just see them going over some rutted cow pasture someplace in Texas. $340,000, in case you wanted to know. That's the suggested manufacturer suggested retail price.
300. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I wonder if it has a little umbrella in the door like the other Rolls do.
A little umbrella? Oh, you mean in the car door for you mm-hmm. to take it
yeah,
out?
You yeah, just it's spring-loaded.
Place to put your mutters, I would think. You
sure.
Know, maybe toss those in the
your
back.
Your wellies?
Yeah, something like that. Can you put some diesel, you know, in a can in the back? I think they're going to have a hybrid version as well.
So you want to put jerry cans on a Rolls
sure.
Royce? That's
why not?
Awesome.
Why
that's
wouldn't you want to
awesome.
Do that? By the way, we'll do a little more on this in just a few moments. We found out that ants are so tidy, they in fact have restrooms in their ant mounds right there.
Really?
Yeah, that's why when you knock them down, they're running around. They're trying to clean up the bathroom. They're afraid people are coming. Things you didn't know about ketchup. Things you did not know about ketchup.
All right, I'm riveted.
It's wonderful. It's delicious.
Yes, it is.
It's a condiment that many U.S. Americans like. Mm-hmm. We like it so much, in fact, that we consume 3 bottles per year. Kids and teens consuming the most. And by the way, hey, how about a ketchup break? You can drink a bottle of ketchup very quickly. The fastest time for a four-ounce bottle of ketchup, 32 seconds.
That just sounds awful.
Drinking ketchup. I thought you liked ketchup.
I do, but I don't want to drink it.
Okay. Though ketchup today uses tomatoes as a base, early versions did not. In fact, they were made with anchovies, shallots, oysters, lemons, or walnuts.
How do you even call that ketchup?
But that's what it was back then, see? And if ketchup made from bananas doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy, there are other fruit versions as well. They have plum ketchup, pear, sweet mustard, cranberry.
So what makes
mango.
It a ketchup? Because that could be a jam.
It's a sauce, I suppose.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
All right.
Earliest versions of ketchup used only 2 basic flavors, combining salty and bitter. Today's recipe has 5 of them. You know, it's all the, what's the new umami?
Umami.
Yeah, that's it, umami, which is kind of a savory thing. Anyway, H.J. Heinz, the founder of Heinz Company, used just those first 2. Heinz increases the amounts used, adding a sour taste or an extra sweetness. He insisted on using only ripe tomatoes, and that's kind of how you get that umami in there now. Obviously, Heinz is the top brand worldwide. Lurch is happy about that.
I was going to say in the back that's of right. Lurch.
Yeah, Heinz is, then comes Hunt's and Del Monte. They pretty much produce just about everything in America. But again, you can find smaller ones. Ketchup used to be just a cooking ingredient. While it's a condiment now, it was once used mainly as an ingredient in foods like pies and other more complex sauces.
No!
Right, exactly. Modern flavors and spices have gone well beyond the vision of H.J. Heinz. Epicures and adventurous palates have done beer-flavored ketchup. Patrick?
No.
There's the challenge.
Nah.
I know, there's the challenge.
No, because then that's ketchup-flavored beer to me.
I mean, it's gonna be cold outside this weekend. Nothing like sitting in there taking care of that. They have flavors like cheese, apple cider, vinegar, and jalapeno. Now, imagine if you will. Wait, it could be a ketchup connoisseur on the phone. Caller.
Hey, you said that Del Monte makes everything, but then yesterday you said Unilever.
Well, Unilever makes, yeah. No, Del Monte makes a lot of ketchup. Unilever makes everything. Unilever does everything. They control your world in ways you don't know. I'm just saying.
It's a lot of Unileverage.
Yeah, but it's very nice. Between Unilever and Google, there are no secrets in the world.
Hole. No.
Yeah, anyway. But there once was a time when ketchup was a medicine in the 19th century. The whole idea of emptying bile from your body, you've heard about that. That used to be a big deal,
yeah.
Okay? So they would have ketchup. Well, but ketchup was really inconvenient to, like, spoon or cup or whatever, so they had ketchup pills. Ketchup pills that would take the bile out of your body.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then, of course, we all remember the Anticipation song with Carly Simon back in 1972, that commercial. Actually, ketchup moves slower than a turtle. But if you want to make it go fast, here's what you do, is you take a straw and you put it in and you sink it all the way to the bottom of the bottle of ketchup. And what that does is it increases the airflow and the ketchup will move more quickly. And finally, what we use ketchup on and what other people use ketchup on is a little bit different. For instance, a dish in many countries, China, Thailand, and Jamaica, they use ketchup. They add ketchup to pizza as a regular practice.
No, sir.
I've heard of that. I don't get it.
No, sir.
In Swedish flavor, their pasta dishes with ketchup.
Well, some people in America call ketchup basically tomato sauce. Yeah.
And you know, had I known this earlier this week, because we had talked to Mr. Downs, who went to Toronto. We gave him some ideas about Canadian food, stuff they eat up there.
Like poutine and...
Yeah, stuff like that. And we'd mentioned that they have ketchup chips there. There, in fact, is a Canadian ketchup cake.
Ooh.
Yes! Yes!
God.
A reason to go north one more time.
American Loop Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers' bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Childhood obesity has skyrocketed over the past 30 years, and along with it, a lot of health problems. The question is, what can parents do about it? Well, here's a solution you might not expect. Have dinner together. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. So is it really that simple? Just eating together reduces childhood obesity? Well, yes and no. According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are three common factors that contributed to lower rates of obesity among children who shared mealtime with their families. First, family meals were a positive experience. Children thrive when they're in an atmosphere of love and warmth around the dinner table. Second, mealtime wasn't rushed. Children who eat more quickly and spend less time with their family tend to be heavier. But that doesn't mean dinner has to take all night. In fact, the average difference in mealtimes between healthy and unhealthy children was only 5 minutes. Most importantly, though, studies show children benefit when family meals include a father figure. Whether it was a father or a stepfather, healthier children usually had a male role model at the table. All of this is good news for parents who are concerned about their family's health. Simple things like love, encouragement, and time together not only helps children emotionally, but physically too. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:52. The 15th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team hit the road to take on number 11 in the Bluegrass State and got a big win.
48-36. One more from Courtney. It's on the way. It's good as well. And the biggest lead of the night for Texas A&M at 13 points, 49-36.
That was one of Courtney Walker's 19, and she led all scorers. By the way, all the starters for A&M women's basketball team finished in double digits last night. Number 15 A&M got a huge road win, knocking off number 11 Kentucky 81-69. And here's assistant Aggie coach Bob Starkey following the, quote, signature win on the road.
You know, the thing that makes it special is there's about 8 or 9 young ladies that really contributed some special plays, special minutes, and that's what makes you feel good as a coach. When all the components come together and we handled a little bit of adversity and got through that, you know, they have a great crowd here and the full court pressure, I thought we handled that. You felt pretty good in the second half when they finally dropped down to that zone because they just couldn't guard this man.
The Aggies return to Reed Arena on Sunday to host Florida for the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Pregame is 2:45. Tip is at 3, and it's on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The 14th-ranked Lady Rangers ran over Houston Stratford 72-15. It really wasn't that close late. The Rudder D geared up, and Stratford couldn't handle it. Rudder coach Michael Stenseth gave the credit to the girls' stiffening defense.
The aggressiveness and the play of us on defense was a huge factor because we didn't score the ball very well the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. We were missing a lot of shots, but we talk all the time, it's going to be defense that will win for you when you're not shooting the ball well.
The Lady Rangers will play the Region 3 quarterfinals round next week against the winner of tonight's game between Hutto and Tomball Memorial. A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers scratched out a 48-46 win over Brenham in the Class 5A area girls basketball round. Consol will play the winner of Tomball and Pflugerville Conley that is being played tonight. The Lady Tigers regional quarterfinal game will be Tuesday. If Tomball wins, it's Montgomery. If it's Conley, they go to Giddings. Texas A&M freshman Bria Gastadillo won the Aggies' first championship of the 2015 Southeastern Conference with a record-shattering victory, breaking the SEC meet record and the A&M record with a time of 50-87. The French national team member's time was also the fastest in the collegiate ranks so far this year. The Aggies strengthen their hold on second place in the team standings. They're behind two-time defending team champ Georgia. The Texas A&M men's golf team stands in fourth place, just 8 shots off the lead after 36 holes of the John Burns Intercollegiate at Waialua Golf Course in Hawaii. They'll play the final round today. In NASCAR action, after Jeff Gordon earned a pole last week for Sunday's Daytona 500, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jimmy Johnson won their respective dual qualifiers last night in the Budweiser 150s. Danica Patrick needed a push from teammate Kurt Busch for the final two laps after getting spun by Denny Hamlin. Here's Patrick on the incident.
I'm all about learning. I'm all about doing the right thing. But, you know, he said he needs to run close to move forward. Well, you're turning me. And it happened in practice, too. When he cut across my rear bumper, it pulls the back end around. And that's why it looked like I tracked down. But I was just going down the straightaway. And so here we are.
In Lone Star NBA action, DeAndre Jordan exploded again for the Clippers.
Here comes Paul. 3-on-1 for the Clippers. Jordan with the stop. DeAndre Jordan soaring to put it down.
That was two of Jordan's 26 points, and he added 18 rebounds, and the Los Angeles Clippers beat the San Antonio Spurs 119-115. Other action saw Russell Westbrook with 34 points and 10 assists lead the Oklahoma City Thunder past the Mavericks 104-89. And finally from the NHL, Andrew Desjardins scored 2 second period goals, and the Sharks held off the Dallas Stars 5-2. Stars head coach Lindy Ruff said Dallas had a shot.
I don't have any problem with the effort in the game. I thought our effort was where it needed to be. We had some opportunities to make some plays and double clutched a lot of pucks. We had some plays we could have made, you know, early in the second period. Spez alone, Spez on the 2-on-1, Sieves double clutched one, Fids double clutched one. And when you give a team a lead like that, we knew it was going to be hard afterwards. They were playing a smart game.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor, Julie 3 years, and Erica 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get into Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. Right now, save big on a new 2014 Nissan Maxima SV. The luxury sedan with unrelenting power can be yours with a total of $9,000 off MSRP. Now is the time to take advantage of these great savings. Hurry in now during the Nissan Now sales event going on at Douglas Nissan, home of the Nice Guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 16214. Discount includes $4,000 Douglas discount, $4,500 Nissan customer cash, and $500 NMAC.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, I feel so much better. Apparently, according to many experts, young children, of course, shouldn't be in front of screens nearly as much as they are.
Sure.
But apparently, tablets are not actually rotting kids' brains.
Oh, good.
Man, I was so concerned about that because otherwise you'd have to parent.
Hey.
I know. But tablets and smartphones are becoming so ubiquitous that the recommendations for staying away from them are pretty unrealistic. Screen time isn't necessarily harmful for kids. So we just wanted to let you know that, like anything else, there's always a study out there to justify whatever action you want to take.
What a cop-out.
Yeah.
That's like telling adults, you don't need to stay away from donuts. They're too ubiquitous.
Exactly. They're everywhere, so you should be able to.
Don't even try.
And, you know, TV has been blamed for attention.
Watch TV. Give your kids the iPads.
Cheetos. Yes. Everywhere. While TV has been blamed for attention disorders in children, the effects of those studies often disappear when researchers put in other factors, like socioeconomic status.
Oh,
you're that kind of kid, so you must be ADD.
It's the UN thing today, too, remember?
That's right. It's UN, like, National Hug Day or something. All right. 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian. Julie Schultz joins us after 8.